This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with leaders of Russia, Iran, Kyrgyz Republic and Armenia on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Bishkek. Prime Minister Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Bishkek. The Prime Minister said that moving forward with national interest as the paramount priority has been the shared approach of both the countries, and this will remain guiding principle of both nations in the future as well. During bilateral meeting with Russian President, Mr. Modi said both countries have consistently discussed the issue of Ukraine. He said India supports all efforts towards peace and will continue to do so. He added that every day spent in war sets humanity back, whereas every step taken towards peace fills humanity with new hope and enthusiasm. The Prime Minister said that we must move away from endless war towards an end to the war. Prime Minister Modi and Iran President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian, during their meeting, discussed various aspects of bilateral ties. They reviewed recent developments in the West Asia region and shared perspectives on the evolving situation. Prime Minister Modi expressed concern at the escalation of tensions in the region and reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister Modi and President of the Kyrgyz Republic, Sadir Japarov, reviewed the progress in bilateral relations and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening the strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi and his Armenian counterpart, Pashinyan, during their talks, discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral cooperation across various areas, including defense, economic, pharma, science and technology, culture and education. Tomorrow, on the second and final day of his visit to Kyrgyzstan, Prime Minister Modi will address the 26th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Bishkek. India's real GDP has observed a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of financial year 2026-27 against the growth of 6.9% against the same period of the previous financial year. The Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. The government today notified the Semicon 2.0 scheme with an outlay of 1.27 lakh crore rupees to boost the chip manufacturing ecosystem in the country. With this, India could account for nearly 10% of the global semiconductor industry market in the coming years and is expected to play a much bigger role in the global semiconductor value chain. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashnavi Vaishnav said this while addressing the media in New Delhi today. Meanwhile, the India Electronics and Semiconductor Association has hailed the official notification of Semicon 2.0. In a statement, the association said that the comprehensive approach can significantly deepen India's semiconductor capabilities, attract large-scale investments, create high-value employment, and strengthen India's position as a trusted global semiconductor partner. An MOU was signed between Bihar and Jharkhand on the sharing of Son River water in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. The agreement was signed in the presence of Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, among others. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the agreement between Bihar and Jharkhand has resolved a long-awaited water dispute in eastern India. In table tennis, India's Ankur Bhattacharji won his maiden men's single title at the WTT Feeder Olamua tournament in Czechia. The world number 78 defeated third seed Denny Kozul of Slovenia 3-1 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.